talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're
good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Cake, and that they did the cover of I Will Survive, and we traditionally play that song home show weekend as a dedication to our hardworking staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine as we have the Charleston Home and Design Show underway all weekend long. Yesterday was a great day, and today and tomorrow are going to be great as well, but we'll talk about that in a second. So in addition to Cake, our home theme song, I Will Survive, also we played the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening this weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to several of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, as well as one of the seminar presenters who will be taking the stage today about 1 o'clock. We had a great day yesterday. Our free admission on Friday was is always a very well attended day of our 3-day home show, and we had lots and lots of people. The top 10 awards party last night was fantastic. All the vendors were serving food at their booths, and we had DJ Norway out there. It was a great time had by all. And today we've got a lot going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Let me give you some of the basics. Show hours today, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Admission is only $8 per person. And if you're bringing your kids under 12, they are free. We've got free parking at the Charleston Home and Design Center, Charleston Home and Design Show at the North Charleston Convention Center, so you don't have to pay a thing. Easy to park. They've got that great parking deck that they just built right next to Hall C, which is where the Charleston Home and Design Show is taking place. But we've got some fantastic seminars going on today, as I mentioned, and I'll get into more detail on that in a minute or two. Great giveaways if you get here. If you're one of the first 100 families to come to the show today, starting at 10, we're going to give you a free Tervis tumbler, thanks to the Tervis shop downtown. And if you can't make it today, be one of the first 100 families tomorrow when the show opens at 11. And we'll give you also a free Tervis tumbler, and that's about a $20 value. They come with a nice lid as well. You can also register to win two different $2,000 home improvement prize packages, and one is a $2,000 lighting package from Charleston Lighting and Interiors, and the other is a $2,000 shopping spree at Stephen Shell Living. Both really, really great prizes, and two lucky locals will walk away with those. But in the meantime, we're going to talk to the folks at McLeod Painting, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And joining us on the phone right now for our very first interview of 2023 is paint contractor Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Yeah, just fine. Thank you for asking. Brian, take a moment and tell everyone about McLeod Paint Company.
Our paint company was really started in 1972. My dad started a company in the Charlotte area. And then he passed in 1998, and I took over as a young man then. And we've worked through off and on through the market and through the housing bubble, and I moved into this area about 6.5 years ago, and just kept the company name. And it's been a pleasure to work this area. We do interior, exterior, stains, epoxies, any kind of coating outside of boats and cars. Pretty much we can do it. Deck stains, and so very experienced, very knowledgeable. We feel confident to be able to say that. So that's the basic.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you tell me again how many years you've been a paint contractor?
As far as me, I took over in 1998 as a sole proprietor. And, of course, we've grown into an S corporation to this point. I was painting as a kid in summers after school. You know, Dad would have me doing odd and end prep work for his job.
Well, good deal. So you got about 25 years of experience, which is incredible. I've noticed around holidays, you see Home Depot and Lowe's, they run commercials promoting, paint sales. And, I guess they're thinking that people, it's a long weekend or it's a holiday. People are going to, maybe do a DIY project at home and paint a room or more than one room. So everybody seems to think that painting is easy, but it's actually, to do it right, it's quite challenging, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not only that, I find a lot of times that paints, they have a function. They're more than just an aesthetic or just something to look at. So a lot of times homeowners don't realize what they're ending up with. Even if a product, say, is applicable to the surface, in the end game, maybe it won't touch up because of the sheen they used, or maybe they didn't know they could have bought another product that gives them the best of every function: washability, durability, and touch up ability. So, I find that a lot of times. And of course, we do it every day. So our lines are clean, and the jobs, we do them clean, and they're professionally done. So, I do appreciate those who do it at home, and some of them do a great job.
You know? Yeah. Have you ever had to rescue a homeowner that started a project and maybe only rolled the paint up to the point where they could reach and just kind of realized that it was more of a project than they could handle, and you came in and saved the day?
Oh, yes, sir. That's happened a lot, especially in foyers, vaulted foyers, anything over a step ladder. A lot of times they'll paint halfway up the wall and then ask us to come in and finish it. The problem with that is it leaves lap marks, so it doesn't look very professional because that paint has dried, and then we're coming over the top. So the two meet is actually an extra coat above what's there, what we've applied compared to what they've applied. So a lot of times mark. So, but there's different. That's one of the things, you know, little details about paint that some people don't realize, and we run into that all the time. We pretty much insist to paint the whole wall and go back over what they did.
And if you did want to be able to touch up at home with your kids and pets and what have you, and there's dings and stuff, you want to be able to touch up and not have to paint the entire wall, what would you suggest to a homeowner?
Well, our go-tos are, they make flats now, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Oil. Most of the paint companies produce at least one or two lines of wall paints that are flat, which means you can touch them up, and they're very washable and durable. So it gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you all of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, anything with a sheen on it, if you see it from an angle in lighting, you see any repairs or touch-ups that you've done. And using a flat avoids that. So the fact that they've come up with paints now that you can touch up that are flat, that are washable, it makes it very attractive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the flat sheen for paint because of that very reason. We got talked into using eggshell on our house, and you can't touch that up. It'll look out of place if you get a ding in the wall.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yes,
what sir. When it comes to painting, everybody thinks that I'm just going to get in there and paint, but it's the painting part is the easy part. It's the prep work that really takes time and effort. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, sir. For us, and I've noticed a lot of my peers don't offer this, pretty much a lot of paint companies and contractors, they have one way of doing things. They go in, they give a number, an estimate, and it's based on what they do. But for us, we have levels of quality. So say an investment property, they don't necessarily want it to be tip top notch. We can give a number for that. Or if they want, extreme quality, we're professional enough that we can produce that. And, and we've learned over time how to price those things. So, and when we make contact with customers, we have that conversation so mm-hmm. that everybody's informed, just what do you expect? And we try to give them that, if agreements are made, then we get the jobs.
There you go. What type of paint do you typically prefer in terms of a brand?
I get the best bang for my dollar with Sherwin-Williams products. And for interiors, I like to use Duration or Emerald, which is their top two lines. And those paints do come in washable flat. Also, I do like Spectrums, Benmore, Aura, and Regal, which are also, that's their two top lines, which are that in flats, they're washable. So that's our go-tos for interior.
Well, I think our listeners should pay attention to what a paint contractor says if they're planning to do a DIY project themselves. If those are the, I've always heard, do not cheap out on the paint. Don't buy cheap paint. Always buy the most expensive paint, because as a percentage, it's the least costly of a paint project that you're doing.
Sure, it covers better. Its workability is better. We end up using less product. A lot of times, person's bought another gallon of paint to finish a project, and that basically ate up all their savings. So they might as well have used the better grade of paint. But a lot of people, they go in that direction, and they think they've saved money, but in reality, a lot of times you're correct. They've used more product. Because it doesn't have the performance as a top-notch paint.
That's right.
And it doesn't have the sustainability. It's not going to be as durable.
That's right. Well, we are very, very proud to have McLeod Paint Company as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And I know that you told me before we started the interview that you were very interested in talking to homeowners directly about their paint projects. And this is going to be a great opportunity to do that. We'll have a lot of homeowners coming to the show. But why is that important to McLeod Paint Company that you want to make that personal contact with the homeowner?
Well, one of the reasons is me and my top management, we're motivated by wow. In other words, what makes us want to keep doing what we do is to hear customers very proud, very happy with a finished product, and it kind of strokes our egos a little bit, which we love. And a lot of times with contract work, you don't get as much of that. It's not as personable. And we love relationships and building those. And and that type of thing. So that's why we want to reach out to more homeowners directly.
Well, good deal.
Plus, money, I believe, if if they don't have a gigantic project in need of a general contractor, it saves them money to sort of cut out a middleman for just small paint projects or for just painting or drywall.
Right. Yep. Makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about McLeod Paint Company?
You can contact us at 843-730-1860. That's my main line, and then we'll get you set up with an estimate. You can also visit at www.mcleodpainting.com, www.mcleodpainting.com, I believe is correct. So that's how you get a hold of us.
Excellent. Well, very good. And come on out to the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th. And meet Brian Lancaster in person and talk to them about how McLeod Paint Company can help you. And we've been talking to Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks, sir. Look forward to it.
All right. Well, that was Brian Lancaster with McLeod Paint Company. Come out and see McLeod Paint Company today or tomorrow at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we're very proud to and would like to thank McLeod Paint Company for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, as I mentioned, we've got some lots of great things happening today. Show hours today are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Admission is $8 and parking is free all weekend. And so come on out to the Charleston Home and Design Show at the North Charleston Convention Center. We're open today until 6. If you'd like a free design consultation with an architect or interior designer, just come to the show and get you scheduled to sit down with a professional interior designer or architect. They're volunteering their time this weekend to help you. And so if you have a project and you'd like some advice, some free advice, go ahead and just let one of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff know, and we will get you scheduled. Speaking of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, everybody who comes to the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend will walk away with our latest issue, our winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's got Aaliyah Bosworth on the cover that you'll be able to you'll be getting for free. And now let's talk to one of the other sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, James Powell with Powell Roofing. Joining us on the phone right now is James Powell with Powell Roofing, and we are very proud to have Powell Roofing as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, James?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. James, take a moment and tell everyone about Powell Roofing.
Yeah, well, first I'd like to say thanks for having us today. Powell Roofing, we're a local-owned residential roofing, siding, window contractor. I'm a Charleston native, born, raised here in Charleston. We are out of Latson, South Carolina. We do cover the entire Tri-County area, Charleston, Berkeley, Dorchester, and we will go further if need. But we're a small local company, and again, we focus on roofing, windows, siding. We just recently started doing gutter replacements as well. So that's us. A few crews. We got two shingle crews and a siding crew, window crew, and a repair crew.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's a lot easier to say Powell Roofing than Powell Roofing Windows and Siding, but that's interesting that Powell Roofing is helping homeowners with those other items as well. What brand of replacement windows does Powell Roofing install?
So right now, our replacement windows, we're focusing on Simonton. We do have other options, but we've been installing the Simonton brand for 5+ years now. They're a very good, efficient window. Keep the cold and heat in and out, and as well as noise reduction. So very good window we've been installing, and they have standard 50-50 series. And then on homes on the beach or in Charleston County, we're required to put an impact resistant window in. So those would be your impact resistant Ocean View series. So Simonton's a very good brand. And again, every client, you know, is pretty very pleased with these windows when we install them. It's a very good brand.
Good. And for our listeners that may not know what impact rated windows are, can you take a minute and tell them about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our impact windows, what it is they actually, when they're testing these windows, it's two panes and it has a piece of gel in between the two panes. So they, when they're testing, they actually take a 2x4 and shoot at the window, and the window will spider and not shatter and bust all over the place. So there's no need for hurricane shutters if you're having a hurricane bear down on the Charleston, which we do happen. Mm-hmm. There's no need to try to rush out and throw, you know, plywood or OSB up over your windows. You're safe with these impact rated windows. They will protect you from a storm. They're fully 100 full warranty on these windows. So in the event one does break, we can replace the sash, no questions asked. You call us, we come out, order the new sash, Simonton replaces it, no charge. We come out and put it in. So very good window, and impact rated is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, and they say that impact rated windows are the easiest hurricane protection system out there, because first of all, the impact rated windows might be on a second home, and so if somebody's up in Chicago, they don't have to worry about trying to get someone to put up plywood over their windows or close shutters and things like that, because, and especially when people are bugging out of town, the home is protected 24/7, and that means not just from hurricanes, but also from it's a nice security benefit as well, because it's going to take a burglar a lot of time to break through one of those windows, right?
Absolutely. That's a good, very good point. Two very good points. Yes, if you're out of town, a lot of homes here in Charleston on the water are vacation homes. So very good point. You don't have to worry about hiring someone to come and protect your windows, or, you know, get someone to come down here or rush down here yourself. Peace of mind. So it's a great peace of mind. You know your windows are secure. You don't have to worry about it. And then the burglary aspect, very good point. Yes, you would be hard pressed to get your way through one of these windows, even with a hammer or a baseball bat. It's not difficult to bust your way through. They would probably give up before they got in an impact mm-hmm. resistant window. So very good point.
Right. I've seen Powell Roofing all over town, billboards, TV, radio. You must be a pretty big company. Is Powell Roofing a national company?
No, sir. We're not a national company. We are a local Charleston company, and we have one office here in Ladson, South Carolina. So I would definitely like to let everyone know, you know, we focus here on the Charleston market. I'm a Charlestonian, born and raised here in Charleston. I graduated from Hanahan High School in 2000. So we know what the Charleston market is looking for. We're not a national company that, you know, just open an office, say, in Atlanta, and we're just reaching out and advertising and don't know what the market is looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge benefit to us being local. And I know what, you know, our clients are typically looking for, and it helps us do our job more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And we're a smaller company. We don't want to be huge. We want to be able to have attention to every single client. So clients call in, you're not going to get lost in the shuffle. You know, we have three people in the office, a project manager, a few sales reps, and myself. So we're, you know, under 10 employees. So we're a smaller company. May appear that we're a large company, but we are not. We're a small Charleston-based company, and we're probably going to stick that way for quite some time.
And you mentioned Powell Roofing has been in business for 20 years?
Yes, sir. We started in August 2005. Is when I officially opened doors.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's great. And back to impact ratings and so forth. Tell our listeners about the Landmark Pro Shingles that that Powell Roofing is offering at for the same prices as regular shingles.
Absolutely. So we are CertainTeed. I sell CertainTeed shingles as the brand we sell. We are a select shingle master installer for CertainTeed. What that means is we're their top, one of their top rated companies in the Charleston market. We have to take annual tests, our crews, we have to stay licensed, bonded, insured, and we have to maintain a good rating with clients. If you fault on any of those, they can remove you from the program. So it's an elite program. They don't give this program to everyone, meaning CertainTeed. I think there's maybe only 6 to 8 companies in the Charleston market that have this rating, and we're talking over 100 roofing companies. So it's a very elite elite rating to have with CertainTeed, to being labeled a select shingle master, their top tier. So in their line of shingles, we have tons of designer shingles, and Landmark shingles is what the standard homeowners go for. And we have Landmark, Landmark Pro, and Landmark Premium. The Pro shingles I install on 60-70% of the homeowners' homes right now, and have been doing this for the last 5-6 years at no additional cost. I include Landmark Pro shingles. It's a heavier shingle, more bold, robust shingle, and its algae resistance warranty is 5 years better than the standard Landmark. Something we just found out, CertainTeed just tested the Landmark Pro shingles, and they are now a Class 3 rated impact resistant shingle. This is a huge deal. To sell an impact rated shingle, a client would have to spend anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 additional to get an impact rated shingle on their home. Now, we don't have major hailstorms here that cause a lot of damage, but we do have hailstorms here in Charleston, and now you can get these Landmark Pro impact-rated shingles, and that's right. I'm giving them away for the exact same cost. I'm not going to mark it up. We could easily mark these shingles up and charge additional costs, but we're not going to do that. I like to give homeowners a good product that's going to last on their home. You know, I want their business, their neighbor's business, you know, their friend's business, children's business. So we take care of our homeowners, want to install a good quality product, and we're going to start installing these Landmark Pro impact rated shingles at no additional cost. So very, very good product at a very good price. Hey, very competitive in the Charleston market.
Yeah. And if you're in the market for a new roof, you might as well get the impact rated, because obviously the shingles will last longer. And We do occasionally get hailstorms, homeowners typically will invite a roofing company out to take a look and make sure that there wasn't any damage, or if there was damage from it, to make those repairs. So might as well take advantage of that good deal.
That's correct. Another good point to mention, as well, if you have these impact rated shingles installed, you now will more than likely be eligible for a tax incentive. So you may even get an reduction on your homeowner's insurance. So two things to look at: homeowner's insurance reduction and a tax incentive at the end of the year could be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 rebate. So that's definitely another win there as well to mm-hmm. look into.
No, yeah, that's true. And when you talk to an insurance company about your home, what's one of the first things that they ask is, what's the age of the roof? And so obviously, if you've got a superior shingle on that roof, that's not going to cost the insurance company money to replace it down the road as often as you would with the non-impact rated shingles. They usually will give you some sort of a discount to recognize that.
That's correct. You got it right. And these impact rated shingles will definitely come with these rebates and incentives. So,
well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Powell Roofing?
Well, there's a few ways to get in touch with us. The easiest way is just call the office, 843-270-2421. You can reach us out on our website, PowellRoofingLLC.com. You can request a quote online. You can see all of our photos, testimonials from clients. So that's two good ways to reach out to us. Just call us directly on the line, 843-270-2421, or reach us on the web at PowellRoofingLLC.com.
And even though it's PowellRoofingLLC.com, don't forget that Powell Roofing also provides replacement windows and also siding to re-side your house as well. So those are some great services that you folks are offering. And we're so thankful and proud to have Powell Roofing as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So come on out and talk to Powell Roofing about your project. We've been speaking with James Powell with Powell Roofing. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
That was James Powell with Powell Roofing, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Once again, show hours today run from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you're one of the first 100 families to come to the show today at 10 or tomorrow at 11 when the show opens, you'll walk away with a free Tervis tumbler from the Tervis shop downtown. That comes with a lid. It's about a $20 value that you'll be able to get for free. And also, speaking of free, we're giving away two different $2,000 home improvement prize packages this weekend. One is a $2,000 lighting package from Charleston Lighting and Interiors, and the other is a $2,000 shopping spree at Stephen Shell Living. And wouldn't that be great? We always have local winners, so two lucky locals will be winning. Will each be winning one of those prizes. So definitely come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and get yourself registered. In the meantime, let's listen to one of the other sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, Junior Newell with New Age Contractors. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, talking to Junior Newell and Katie Forseer with New Age Contractors. How are you folks doing?
Good.
Good, thank you.
Good. I want to just say thank you very, very much to New Age Contractors for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So, Junior, tell our listeners all about New Age Contractors.
New Age Contractors is a commercial and residential general contractor, and we provide a ton of different services and do a bunch of projects, pretty much anything you can think of that has to do with commercial and residential.
Gotcha. Let's just sort of talk about, like, maybe on the exterior of a home, how has New Age Contractors helped homeowners, or how can New Age Contractors help homeowners?
We, on the exterior of the home, we do everything from decks to windows to siding, roof repairs, roof replacement, pretty much anything you can think of on the outside of the home, additions to the home, storm damage. You know, we live here in Charleston, so
hurricane. Termite damage.
Termite damage. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got termites in the low country. We've done extensive termite repairs, and termite repairs tend to lead to renovations and remodels, mm-hmm. although they're not planned. That's typically where they lead. So we do a lot of storm damage. We do water restoration. If somebody has a fire or a flood in their house, we handle the working with the insurance companies and putting their house back together. And 9 times out of 10, there's a little bit of renovation that goes with that at the same time, getting them back to where they were pre-loss.
The homeowner probably says to you, well, while you're here, might as well have you ... right?
Absolutely.
Correct. Everybody wants to do a little bit of upgrade mm-hmm. when there's a unplanned renovation. Mm-hmm. So,
or even when there's a planned renovation.
Yes. There's
the
always
scope expands, right?
Yes, always. There's always change orders, and everybody wants to add something or change something as we go through. And we try to be as flexible as we can, and and do whatever, mm-hmm. whatever, finish up whatever the homeowner wants to get done.
Mm-hmm. How about on the inside of the home, the interior?
Inside of the home, very similar to the outside. We do pretty much everything from top to bottom, from interior trim to floors, fireplace mantles, electrical and plumbing. We do a lot of kitchens and bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants a new kitchen. Everybody wants new bathrooms. Everybody wants to get rid of a tub and put in a shower. So lots of bathroom renovations, from full guts to the studs and building them back. Master bathroom renovations, where we do a little bit of space planning and maybe reconfiguring, because the bathroom needs the big soaker tub taken out and mm-hmm. freestanding tubs put out. We do a lot of big showers, kitchens. Everybody wants open concept. So we are, we take down walls between kitchens and living rooms to make open spaces. We would do a lot of islands. We do kitchen cabinets and hardware and custom trim. We also do all the stone. We do all the granite. Mm-hmm. We do all the quartz, the quartzite. We do marble. We do sinks and cutouts and waterfall islands. We do appliance install and custom cuts on the stone to get the granite in, or to get the appliances in. Pretty much everything that you can think of that would go into a kitchen renovation. And that's one of our trademarks, is that a homeowner can hire us and we will take care of every single thing. They right. don't need to hire a separate electrician. They don't need to hire a plumber. They don't need to hire painters. We'll take everything from demolition to the finished paint, and we'll also take them through the design, the cabinet layouts, the picking their stone, picking their tile or their flooring, everything down to their cabinet knobs. And that goes for kitchens, it goes for bathrooms, it goes for regular renovations, it goes for siding and windows and doors.
Mm-hmm. Basically, we're a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So. Yeah, before we started the interview, Katie, you said, I like this phrase, we do everything top to bottom and underneath the
yes.
home. So what do you do underneath? Would that be like foundation encapsulation or foundation repairs, things like that?
Structural, crawl space encapsulation, and putting dehumidification in your crawl spaces, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Gotcha. Is there anything New Age Contractors does not do?
We do not do hazardous removal, for instance, abatement for asbestos. Mm-hmm. We are not architects. We do not draw plans. Mm-hmm. But if a homeowner or a business wants to bring us plans, we build and price off those plans. Or we can recommend one of our architects that mm-hmm. we use to get plans drawn, or an engineer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how long has New Age Contractors been around?
Since 2010.
2010? Gotcha.
2010.
And Junior, did you have a background in construction before starting New Age Contractors?
I did. My dad was in construction, so I grew up in the construction field, everything from pushing a wheelbarrow around, being the cleanup guy, mm-hmm. working my way up and, you know, framing and trim. And I have background in heavy construction, dirt construction, and everything from there to residential and commercial stuff, restaurants, hotels, and done actually a lot of hospital work.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you miss swinging a hammer, or do you like the managing part of being the boss at New Age Contractors?
I definitely miss swinging the hammer. I like being in the field with the guys.
You try to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
You still try to go out
I'm
there.
In the field a lot, but mm-hmm. moreover for project management and covering a lot of the commercial stuff. And I like seeing customers. I like being out there. I love the restaurant work and stuff that we do. I like people interaction. And I'm not too much of a desk guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think I can probably say that's safe to say for every contractor out there. Nobody nobody likes the computer.
Yeah, right. Right. What happens? Do you ever have homeowners that are living in the home while the renovation is taking place?
Unfortunately, yes. As much as we ask and try to persuade homeowners to move out during renovation, obviously this is all relative to the size of the renovation. If we're just doing a bathroom or something, we normally have the folks there. But if it's a large fire or a water loss, or we're taking out the kitchen, we try to persuade the homeowners to at least take a vacation while we're there. Because we're shutting off water, we're shutting off power. So some challenges, but we always work through it and get them back inside on time and on schedule.
I've heard people, contractors, refer to the people who live in their homes during a renovation as dust eaters. How does New Age Contractors clean up at the end of the day, or how do your crews conduct themselves during the day while they're there doing the construction?
We are a clean up as we go company. On a daily, we have trash, debris, everything hauled away from the site out of the home on a daily basis, especially if folks are living there. If the folks have kids or somebody, we want to make sure that the job site's safe when we leave. Once again, depending on the size of the renovation, if it's real large, we will block it off to homeowner access if it's an addition or something like that. But we try to keep things clean, neat, organized. It makes for a efficient job site as well.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Is there any parts of the Charleston area that New Age Contractors does not work in or does not service?
No, we pretty much go everywhere. Our main focus is the Tri-County area, Charleston, Dorchester, and Berkeley County. But we do stretch farther for certain divisions of the company. Mm-hmm. But depending on the size of the project, we go all over the place.
Gotcha. Well, I've got dozens of more questions I'd love to ask you. Unfortunately, we have the constraints of the time. So we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 3rd through the 5th. And you can talk to Junior and Katie and the folks at New Age Contractors right there and talk about your project. Everybody has a project this time of year. So come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and talk to New Age Contractors about your project. And we always like to say you'll meet your next contractor at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So in the meantime, how can folks get more information about New Age Contractors?
Definitely go to our website. We have, which is newageLLP.com. We have a ton of pictures on there, and it lists all the services that we provide. You can get a lot of ideas off of there, too.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Junior Newell and Katie Forseer with New Age Contractors, and we're very proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Junior Newell with New Age Contractors, and come on out this weekend, today or tomorrow, to talk with the folks at New Age Contractors about your project. They do just about anything with the house from the bottom up, so you can definitely get some answers. Definitely jumpstart your project, whatever that may be, here this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Once again, today's show hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you're one of the first 100 guests today or tomorrow at 11 a.m. when the show first opens, you'll walk away with a free Tervis tumbler. Let me just take a moment to recognize all of our sponsors: Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, Shelf Genie. Coastal Stone Flooring sponsored the Top 10 Awards Party last night. Thanks so much to them. Powell Roofing, McLeod Painting, New Age Contractors, as I mentioned, Advanced Window Fashions, ABC News 4, 94.3 WSC, Y1025, and also Cambria quartz countertops. But we've got a great lineup of seminars going on this weekend, and starting today at 11 a.m., we've got Secrets of a Garden, the Do's and Don'ts of Planning, Building, and Maintaining Your Garden, with insight from landscape designers, landscape architects, and hardscape stone suppliers. Bathroom Remodeling 101 is at 12. 1 o'clock is, we're going to be hearing from that seminar presenter in just a minute. It's on solving your organizational dilemmas. At 2 o'clock, we've got our winter cover star, Aaliyah Bosworth. We'll be talking about the remodel of her Daniel Island home. At 3 o'clock, we have interior design trends for 2023. At 4 o'clock, the Goldilocks experience, how to make your home feel just right. You can get all information about seminars today and tomorrow. All the seminars are free, and you just by visiting charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And joining us now is certified professional organizer and productivity expert and coach Jennifer Truesdale with Straighten Up. And Jennifer Truesdale is going to be presenting a seminar at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Saturday, February 4th at 1 o'clock. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tim, for having me.
Yeah. Jennifer, take a moment and just tell everyone about Straighten Up, your company.
Oh, sure. So Straighten Up, we do work for residential and businesses. I provide any kind of organizational services in the home and any types of organizational issues in small businesses. I also work with productivity clients, helping to determine better efficiencies for their work dynamics, how they can get more time out of their day. I also help with coaching clients. I have a strong niche in working with clients who have ADHD. And I really enjoy that kind of work as well, because it, especially in the organizing realm, ADHD can be highly affected in their organizational. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much, those three things are keeping me pretty busy.
Gotcha. And what is a, I can kind of surmise, but exactly what is a certified professional organizer?
It's just a level of, it's, how do I say it? It's a level of seriousness, I guess. Basically, you have to pass a certification test through a certified board. It's actually the Board of Certification for Professional Organizers. And it requires about 1,500 hours minimum of transfer skills with clients, and a huge amount of study and class time and reading books. And I would say probably took me about 5 years to get that certification. And there are currently only about 360 in the world. So wow. It's a field that is growing, and we are really trying to create this as a standard for our profession.
Well, that's great. So Jennifer, you will be presenting a seminar on Saturday, February 4th at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And what's the seminar called?
It's called What's Your Messy? And Messy is an acronym. And this acronym represents the five categories of disorganization. And we'll be taking a look at those categories individually and getting a better understanding of those. And then we'll also look at how we can solve some of those problems if you can relate to them.
Gotcha.
Hopefully a lot of people in the audience will have some of those that they can immediately connect with and say, yep, this is my area. And now teach me how to get out of this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this time of year, after the first of the year, there's a big emphasis on resolutions and making changes and improvements in our lives, and one of those, I'm sure just about everyone can agree that that we can all be more organized in our lives. And what have you found working with homeowners and individuals about the difference between having a plan and an organization in your life and how that improves a person's life?
Oh, sure. Well, you're right. Get organized is one of the biggest resolutions that people make, along with losing weight. And unfortunately, when you don't create the plan for that, you know, it many times leads to failure. I think there, I can't even read this, remember the exact percentage, so don't quote me on it, but there's a pretty high percentage of people that don't even finish their, follow through in their resolutions before the end of January is even up.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so really the most important thing is if you're going to set a goal like that, you know, make sure you have a plan on how you're going to carry it out. Because if you don't have something that's going to be your motivator or something that's going to drive you to keeping that plan in place, you know, it will fizzle out. You won't see the whys to why you're doing it, and you won't, you know, follow through, or it will become less and less important as you, you know, go through the days. So really having a plan in place, you know, understanding, you know, why you want this resolution or this goal or whatever you're setting, why you want to do it, so that you have a reward at the end when it is finished or when you've achieved it. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes setting personal rewards, you know, set it big, make it like, I'm going to buy a new car. That's a little big, but set it, you know, really big for something to look forward to. And that might be your motivator. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, determining what your motivator is will help you to set that goal.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And do you want to get into the acronym MESI? What each of those letters, or do you want to just save that for the seminar itself?
Yeah, let's save that. Let's leave a little suspense here in the title.
Gotcha. The big takeaway from listeners that are hearing us right now is if you're looking for some great advice, free of charge, by the way, all of the seminars that and panels that we organize for the Charleston Home and Design Show are free. They're included in your admission. And if you want to hear straight from a certified professional organizer's voice about what you can do personally to improve your organization at home or work or what have you, this is going to be a great seminar. It's in a prime time spot on Saturday, February 5th at 1 p.m. At the Charleston Home and Design Show. So that's one of the busiest times to come to the show. So you can come enjoy free parking and then pay an $8 admission to the show and get some great contacts with all of the 100 vendors that will be there, and then take a little break from the show and sit down and listen to this awesome seminar on how to organize your life. And there's more than just there's side effects to once you are living an organized life, and that's related to productivity, and that's part of what you do at Straighten Up. You mentioned that you're a productivity expert and coach, and so once you are able to get yourself a little more organized, that increases your productivity, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, good deal. Well, we all can relate to that, and especially with how we're pulled in different directions and have more responsibilities than we probably care to have. It's a matter of trying to figure out how to multitask and experience your life to the best. And one of the best ways is to get a little more organized. So we encourage everyone to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Saturday, February 4th, for the 1 p.m. seminar with Jennifer Truesdale with Straighten Up. And in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with you at Straighten Up?
Sure. You can reach me at my website, www.straightenup, and that's spelled STR with the number 8, NUP.org. And you can also send me an email, jennifer@straightenup.org. And my phone number as well, 843-696-6960. All three ways to reach me. And if you are an attendee at the seminar, I encourage you to bring your questions. Hopefully I can answer any questions you might have after the event.
Well, that's great. And one last question, Jennifer, how long have you been a professional organizer?
16 years.
16 years. I'm sure you've seen it all.
I've seen quite a bit.
Yeah. And helped many, many people along the way. We tried to set up an appointment to do this interview last week, and you were already scheduled every day last week in the beginning part of January when people are making those changes in their lives, wanting to get more organized. You're a very busy person with your company Straighten Up. So you're very much in demand, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you come in and speak, present a seminar at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So, well, very good. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And you can get more information at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.